I'm Tom Davis, WRPR News. Social media is on the rise and growing extremely fast. Students are receiving their news in multiple ways, including newscasts on Twitter and Facebook. I'm outside the Ramapo College Library, where students are gearing up to start their fall semester off right. Their fingers are moving more than a mile a minute, typing papers, researching topics, and making Google searches. Marketing student Katie Myers, who spends most of her morning in the library making PowerPoints and writing proposals, finds that Facebook and Twitter have become most useful when finding out trending news topics.
I get my news from watching NBC in the morning, but I do know a lot of people my age who get their news from social media, such as Twitter, Facebook, or other apps.
There are a few qualities that any story
I'm here at Leftline Associates, where employees are constantly on social media outlets like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and YouTube. News is constantly surrounding us, but the way in which we receive has gradually changed over the years.
Hi, my name is Kelly. I work for a company that does a lot with social media. I don't use social media that often. I primarily go on the internet for news from my homepage, my MSN homepage.
I'm here with student nurse Bernadette LaCava. Bernadette, how do you think people are receiving their news?
I think that students get their news through smartphones rather than news because we're a generation that grew up in rising technology. We don't really watch that much television unless it's something that we're tuning into.
According to socialmediatoday.com, a website dedicated to statistics by the world's best thinkers on social media, over 700 YouTube video links are shared on Twitter every minute. And 500 years of YouTube videos are watched on Facebook every day. Is YouTube the new producers of immediate news updates? I guess only time will tell. Until then, students and young adults will find the quickest way to receive their news, if they read and hear the news at all. I'm Tom Davis, WRPR News.